We thank you, internal Father within us, the Christ within us, the Lord of Lords, the conquering Lion of Judah that's within us, that reign in our consciousness. We thank you for hearing us. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for redeeming us. We thank you for health and life. We glorify you, Holy Spirit, that divine holy helper, and his name is Jesus, baby. This is Son of God University. We're back. 951 million, we love you. We thank you for all things that you have done. Thank you for the emails. We thank you for that. We thank you for your love and your attendance. We love you all. In the name of Jesusi, baby.
Boinky. Glory to Jesusi. We thank you, people, for coming on, and we are here live to serve you and to bless you and to inspire you and to enlighten you. We are live here at Son of God University, live on planet Earth, and we are gratified to be able to talk to you, to inspire you about the King of the Universe, about the supreme name of all power. What is the supreme name of all power?
The supreme name of all power is Jesus, baby. That's the name that everybody knows on the planet. They know Jesus. If you go to that deepest part of Africa, to Asia, to North America, to the North Pole, the South Pole, everybody knows Jesus. The English version is very prevalent and it's very powerful. We like to say a lot of times Jesusi, which is the more of the energy, but Jesus is just as powerful. The reason we deal with that, because we're dealing with the energy more, but it's still the same thing. My brother, tell us why Jesusi and Jesus, the man, the creator, and then you have Jesus, the energy. How did that happen?
Well, Jesus, the divine Son of God, the Christmas baby that came 2,000 years ago, bears the name Jesus or Jesusi, and that name was given before the foundations of the world, before time was time. It was announced by you and the divine angel Gabriel, as you told Mother Mary back in the day, that even you told the prophets, the ancient prophets, that knew about the great name Jesus, because before Christ came on the scene, they were baptized. Moses, people were baptized in the name of Jesus, of this great king that was coming. And before that, you go back 5,000 years ago, the glorious patriarch Enoch, who never died, he knew about the power of Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ appeared to him in the Book of Ether and found in the Book of Mormon in the third chapter, he spoke about, "Behold, I am Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Behold, this is the body of my spirit, and I am coming to you, Enoch, and you are seeing the body of my spirit, and years later, you will behold the body of my flesh." Now, this great Jesus Christ is the Redeemer. This great Jesusi Christ is the divine one who shed the blood on the tree, or gave us life before. And dig this, he gave us life before the foundation of the world. We were all up in the heavenly realm as spirit children. And as we were spirit children up in the heavens praising the Almighty, God gave to God the Father, Jehovah, gave the command that we worship his beloved Son who was coming into the world, Jesus, or Jesusi. And so before that, he sacrificed his life because he foreknew that we, the people on the earth, needed redemption. The people on the earth were going to fall through Adam's first, man, and the woman, Laiva. And so the plan was made, and Jesus Christ and the Heavenly Father had a general assembly and the Holy Light, and they were all communicating and said, "Hey, we're going to prepare me a body. I will go down to redeem man." Now, this great Jesus Christ, which is the supreme name of all power, Acts 4:12, it says there's no other name under heaven whereby humankind can be saved than the name of Jesus Christ. So since that was proclaimed, it's the reality of all, that this Redeemer has love for all. And on the same token, you at the question, there's Jesus Christ, the man of glory, or the Son of God. Then there's Jesus Christ, the eternal energy. The Holy Spirit is named Jesus Christ, or the light of Christ is named Jesus Christ.
Is the light of Christ and the Holy Ghost the same thing, my
yes,
brother?
Yes, yes. I'm glad you asked that, my beautiful one, my beautiful loving brother. To all my beautiful sweethearts in the world, throughout the universe, the light of Christ and the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit is the same power, one and the same. And the name of the light of Christ is Jesus Christ. So Jesus is the redemptive name. It's the supreme name of all power. Devils flee at that name. And the name of Jesus, it makes you happy, and it gets you, the name of Jesus, it gets you forgiveness. Jesus said in the ancient records, call upon me, my name, Jesus, forevermore. Call upon my name, and I will direct the light of Christ in you, and I will give you this power. And so there's no other name that can match this matchless name of Jesus. And there are many names of Jesus. Yahweh.
So Yahweh is the name of Jesus, because
yes,
a lot of people think that's the name of the Father, Allah, Jehovah.
Right, yes.
But it's the name of the Son of Man. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. Because Yahweh, it means Jesus is the way. And Jesus is the light of the world. So Yahweh is in reference in ancient Hebrew to the great magnanimous name of the redemption name, Jesus, or Jesus. And Jesus, the eternal energy. So the name of the game is to be aware of the omnipresence that we've been talking about for the last 1,000 years. That omnipresence, which means everywhere present.
So you saying, let's step back here. So you saying,
yes,
it is everywhere present, this energy.
Except in the Republican White House. What do you think?
You can have a point there. But moving on, you saying that this energy is everywhere present. So
yes,
it's in your mind, it's in your body, it's around you, it's in your house, it's everywhere. So it's just like the prana energy.
Yes, exactly.
Or the chi energy.
Yes.
But the name of that energy is Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. Now, when I say that sense of humor about Washington, D.C., in the United States of America, Republican House, we love you, Republicans. John Boehner, we love you, sweetheart. And all you Republicans, even if we're of a different persuasion, we love you. We love the President of America. We know that the omnipresence gets to set the record straight because somebody beat on Gmail. We say, oh, you are prejudiced against the... No, we are not prejudiced against the Democrats, the Republicans, the socialists, the aristocrats, the monarchy, the communists, whatever, the atheists. We love you all, sweetheart. We love the Buddhists. We love the Christians. We love the Jewish. We love atheists. Like I said yesterday, we love every single being, known and unknown, living or dead, on the planet. And we love our divine engineers, Doug and Dawn. Sweethearts, we love you, baby. And we love to be on this BBS Station 1 radio station because Jesus Christ has moved this power to get us here. And the omnipresent is everywhere. It's in the White House of the United States of America. It's in Paradise, California, a BBS radio station. It is in the TBN, Trinity Broadcasting Network, over there in where is that in? It's in the Los Angeles area. That's right, in California. Santa Ana, California, in the western United States. This omnipresence, my beautiful saints, think about it. Omnipresent, it gives us hope because everywhere you breathe, the light is. This fresh pranayama.
What does omnipresent mean, my brother?
Omnipresent means the living power or the living force is everywhere. There's no place that the energy is not. It is in the highest outer space to the deep inner space. It is within every nation, within every particle of the earth. It's in the earth, in the ocean, under the earth, around the earth, in the moon and the sun, around the billions of the gazillions of planets. This universal energy, this Lord of the universe, is everywhere present, all around. There's no place that it's not. Just like air, you breathe air, we breathe pranayama energy, light of Christ energy.
Is that the same thing as dark matter as far as what the scientists said?
Exactly. That's the same thing that the scientists... Now, the scientists, I did the research, and they said this blue light end up in the heavens, and it appears dark when the lights are, when the sun is not manifesting, and the sun is always manifesting. But if you look at it in a scientific, the sun never is not shining. But what they call sunrise and sunset, and when the sky looks dark at night, That's the dark matter. Yes, that is the eternal vital energy. And the scientists have already said that this dark matter is faster than the speed of light. Light travels at 186,000 miles per second. Well, the scientists are right. This light travels faster. That fantabulous dark matter is the light. That's the true light. That light is every man that cometh into the world. So for the back in time when they estimated or guesstimated that light travels at 186,000 miles per second, that's a kind of like a kind of guesstimation of the speed of light. But this eternal omnipresent light is even faster than that. Before you blink, it's there. It's the speed of thought. There is no measurement for this eternal light of the universe. Just like the breath in your body, the heart beats 24/7. The heartbeat never takes a break unless you decide to die. So the heart is powerful because of the energy, the pranayama energy, the escalated vibration of light. While we're on this subject, the Buddhists, the wonderful, sweet Buddhist people, I salute all the Buddhists because they're into divine energy a lot. There are many variety of Buddhist people, and the Buddhas of Thailand are very friendly people. I love them. I hug them. I embrace them. I sleep with them. We have a ball. It's like a pajama party, loving the light, because they... The people in Thailand and throughout other various areas of the planet, Buddhist people are very clean. They're not junky. They meditate. Meditation is very good. A lot of people in the Western world, they get nervous when you talk about meditation. Like, wait a minute. But you look at the Greek metamorphosis, a metanoia. That is to change your thoughts, to transform your being, to think positive, to elevate in the light. This light, this universal light, is a lover of all humankind.
Now, is this you said in the West, now in the Christian world, they say, like, be still and know that I am God. Now, that is a meditation, if you want to think of meditation, as far as in the Western world, as far as in the Bible itself, when you say so.
Yes, exactly. Yes, because in that Psalm 46 chapter, verse 10,
right.
God said, be still and know that I am God. All that God energy. Yes, and being still, right, there it is again, the omnipresent.
The I am present.
The I am. Because he said, be the I am. That's the Jah. I am Jah, the light. That's why Jah Jesusi is such a powerful name.
What is Jah? Tell him what Jah is.
Jah is the eternal light of the universe that precedes the body of even the man Jesus coming into the world.
And that's why his name is Jah Jesus?
Exactly.
And that's why you put Jah Jesus on the name?
Yes.
To give it an extra to it?
Yes.
So the demons, they'll have no problem with getting the hell out?
That's it.
Okay.
You hit it right on the thumb, on the nose, and the nosy on the thumb. Yes, my beautiful brother. So that's the name of the game right there. Jeremiah 23:23-24, like we said yesterday season. It said, am I a God at hand? Am I a God afar off? Says the Lord Yahweh. Behold, I am filling heavens and the earth. Heavens, more
plural.
Than one. Plural. So that means the millions of heavens and the earth in any other place. So this omnipresent is everywhere. That's Jah Jesus today. That's Jah Jesus.
Now, that omnipresence that we're talking about, we have a bundle of it inside our being. Is that true?
Yes, that is very true.
That deity within us.
Yes.
Okay. Tell us about that.
Okay. This great abundance of divine glorified energy living in our temple being. As we commune and be aware of this sacred Jah Jesusi. You see, everything has a name. Everything has a vibrant name of some type. Like we said, cats, dogs, aircraft, cars, planets have a name. And when you call somebody by name, you get their attention. You call me Sweetie, I get excited because I love my name. I know it's me, and it's my personality. If you call me Billy Bob, I'll keep on walking. You see, if you call me Gerard, I don't know you. If you call me Hell Bob, I say, what did you say? But if you call me, because Hell Bob was the name of a comet. But me, Sweetie. So when you focus on that one direct energy, that vector energy that's everywhere inside, and the more you focus on the name of the energy, that is the power of the energy. Like, for example, like we said, Jah Jesusi, sweetheart, divine energy, I love you. Jah Jesusi, your mind is zooming in on the power that's within you. Everywhere, all around, and it's your healer. This power is your redeemer. This power of the Christ-like can forgive you.
It can forgive you?
It renews your very cells in your body.
Ooh.
It can make you young if you're an old hag. It can make you a young spring chicken. If you're a medium hag, it can make you a glorious spring chicken, or not a literal chicken, but you know what I mean, a swarm of spine. It makes you beautiful, a beautiful human being. This energy, this vital force, Christ energy inside, makes you a happy chick. We are all happy chicks.
So this energy that we're talking about,
yes,
let's get to the root of it. A lot of the Christian world, they put their thing on Jah Jesus, the Son of Man.
Okay.
Now, what you're saying is that we need to get into the energy to have more of a more of things happen in our life. As far as if you want to grow, you definitely have to have this Holy Ghost or this energy. Without that, and they say Jesus, what would happen? I mean, most people in the Christian world, they say Jah Jesus, and they're thinking of the being Jesus, which is good. He should be praised.
Right.
He should be worshiped. It's no big deal in that. But if you want to get into the deeper things, and if you want to grow, and if you want to glow, and if you want to become young, and if you want to have all the things you need, you know, you have to get into this energy. It keeps you healthy. It gives you wealth, everything. So when you say that we should be more into the energy, isn't that when Jesus turned flips and the Father drank a brew on something like that? It's because he said, I had to get the hell out of here because I want you to depend on the Holy Spirit.
Yes, exactly. That's the name of the game right there. Because when we trust that vital energy, Jesus, and if you put it in your mind, the name of this energy, this vital light, is Jesus, Jah Jesus. If you're allergic to Jesus, at least say Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus.
So it doesn't matter then, basically.
Right, yeah. It's the original is Jah Jesus, because it goes into the direct energy. But for, like I said, for those who have an allergic problem with the terminology, then you say Jesus or Jah Jesus.
So that still will get the job done.
It'll get the job done because it blessed Annalise Garrett.
Okay.
And Christ in mercy and many, many others. And so this vital energy, Jah Jesus, that we contact, that flows in our being. Let me give a few scriptures. 2 Corinthians 3, chapter 17th verse. I would advise you to read verse 3 through 18, because it talks about the glory, the Lord's face glowing, and all that good stuff, and you glowing like Jesus Christ. But I'll quote that scripture now. Now dig this. In the King James Version and the American Standard Version and the Revised Standard Version and a few others, maybe some more, but it's got it in there. Verse 17, 2 Corinthians, 3rd chapter, verse 17. Now the Lord is that Spirit. Those words are in supreme capital all through the Bible, all through that verse. Now think about that. Why are those words a capital? They are capital because it is to emphasize the Lord. Who is the Lord? Jah Jesus. So you want to put it in the Sweetie version, the Lord Jah Jesus Christ is that Spirit in you. And then the rest of the verse says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, there's freedom, because you got this divine power dwelling inside of your being. See, we are temples of light. And Jesus said, I am the light. In the verse, chapter of St. John, verse chapter 4, Jesus said, I come as the light. In the 8th chapter of St. John, he said, behold, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And then Jesus said also, you are the lights of the world. How can you be a light? There's no threat to Jesus because we all possess the light. Like you say, my loving brother, Jesus said, I got to get out of here in 16th chapter of John and the 15th chapter. I am vanishing out and going into the heavenly realm so you can bring forth the light of Christ, this divine Jesus energy. This is what the Buddhists be praised in, that vital energy. Many people have many names for this pranayama energy, the light, the divine light of the universe, but there's a oneness in this vibration. And we definitely should be more into the inner God, because the Lord is that Spirit. Think about it. The Lord is all that energy. The Lord of the universe, Jesus, is everywhere, not just locality in Israel. That's why he had to leave the planet Earth. He said, I will go away. If I do not go away, the Heiligen Geist, or the vital energy, will not come. And when I go away, I will send this power. Second book of Acts, the second chapter of Acts, shall we say, it speaks about this power. It says, this power, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and this happened after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, around 40 days after a 50 days because he ascended, and about 10 days later, which makes 50 days after his resurrection, of Jesus' resurrection, that this power came. And this power is set upon each of them with tongues of fire. Look at that fire, St. John the 3rd chapter.
What do you mean by tongues of fire, my brother?
That's the vital energy. Okay, I'm going to go back to John, Matthew 3rd chapter, and it speaks, and Jesus, John was baptizing Jesus, and Jesus was, and John said, I should be baptized. Are you Jesus? John the Baptist, that is. And Jesus said, no, do this for righteousness' sake. So Jesus was baptized by St. John the Baptist. And St. John the Baptist said, behold, I baptize you with water. But this one coming after me, Jesus Christ, he shall baptize you with Holy Ghost and fire. And now, to take you back to the new covenant of the book of Acts, this fire is the vital energy. That's the Zoom light purification. That fire purifies your being. It was so strong, it changed their accent. It changed their dialect. It changed their languages. You see, because they say, what the holy? We're speaking this different language. And then some people thought, these people are drunk. They must have had some. They must have had a big brew. And the preacher said, no, sweetheart, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. Nobody gets drunk before 9, but they do now. But maybe back in those days, you didn't get drunk before 9 o'clock in the morning. So when that Pentecost came, they heard them speaking. They're speaking a divine language. And when they spoke that divine language, they felt the glory of Jesus Christ come in their being.
You got that right, baby. You heard my brother. He can get into it. They spoke that energy, and he's talking about the fire. The fire is that purifying energy. When you get that Holy Spirit, it descends on you. It's an energy, and the energy is a purging energy. And as that energy purges your body, it purges you from all negatives. It purges you from all kind of illnesses. It purges you from all kind of sin and weaknesses. And then what happens, it purges you of a certain amount, and as you grow, it starts to purge you more and more. And then pretty soon, you're in perfection, and then you're transfigured. That means you become a god right then and there on the earth. And that's what transfiguration is for, God on earth. It's an earthly gift. It's not a heavenly gift. Listen good. It is an earthly gift. You know, it's an earthly gift that all my brothers and sisters hear me on this radio should get. That's the gift you should get. We're not interested in gathering all kind of material wealth. What we're interested in is your soul and your spirit as you become illuminated. Because these days that we're living in now, the Holy Spirit of fire is coming down more and more. That layer of atmosphere is getting thinner. And it's especially over there in like the equator over there, and some of the things like what is that one over there in I'm trying to think of it. Antarctica, and then also it's another place I can't think of it right now, that they have to wear hats because of the light of Christ is so prevalent. It's coming down. It's not in the news that much. It's coming down. They have to wear all kind of hats because it's coming down so strong, and it's going to come down really strong. And we want to prepare you, my brothers and sisters, for that. We're not preparing you. Bunk the Antichrist. We kind of get to the living Christ, that energy. See, that energy is coming strong. And once it busts through that thing, it's just going to come, and it's going to get hot. It's going to fill your temples with the Holy Ghost. If you're pure, you're going to be okay. But if you're still living that mundane lifestyle, you're going to have a problem. And we're trying to teach you how to illuminate your bodies with this energy and be ready. And how you illuminate it is by being still, like the Buddhists do. Be still and know that I am God. Meditate. Feel that energy. See, it's a feeling. People say God is not a feeling. God is a feeling. Jesus Christ. When people in the church say, God, Jesus, or God, Jesus, they get excited. It's a feeling. It's a happiness. It illuminates you. It makes you happy. You know, God, Jesus, just saying it, just, ooh, you feel it. You know, just like when you're with your wife, you feel her, you hug her. It's a feeling. The same thing with that God within you. It's a feeling. As you become in contact with it, it tells you all things. It teaches you all things. You don't really need us. You don't really need a minister. Remember, the Holy Ghost, it says, I will teach you all things. It's intelligence. It knows everything you need. You are very well equipped because Jesus is very intelligent when he made your body, created it. He was very intelligent to put that Holy Spirit of promise, that Holy Ghost, that Ghost Holy in you. And by having that in you, you are very well equipped. You know, at Tivit Dome, known as Adam back in the day, he was equipped. But see, he was in so much outside glory, just like we are in America. We so wrapped up with the outside glory of things, you know, our houses, our cars. We're not into the inner universe. And that's what happened, the same thing at Tivit Dome. He looked up in the heavens, it was open. He saw Allah Jehovah. He saw Yahweh, Jesus. I mean, he said, oh, I'm in heaven here. He saw the cherubim and the angels. I mean, he saw everything. Then he had angels working for him. He was living in paradise. I don't need to get into the inner God. I don't need to get into the Holy Spirit. He even saw the Holy Spirit. I don't need that. Look at all this glory. I can just lay back and praise Jehovah. I can lay back and praise Jesus. I don't need that inner spirit. But see, he fell, you know, especially when Laifa came. He looked at that beauty, whoa, got overwhelmed. And then what happened? He fell because he ate the marijuana. He did what the woman said, you know, and he fell. Now, if he didn't eat it, if she ate it and he didn't eat it, see, the man is the God of the earth, it would still be paradise. He ate it. If he didn't eat it, listen here good, it would still be the Garden of Eden. You know, see, the woman don't have it. The man has the power. The man is the God of the planet. He's the God. You need to get yourself together, you men. You are the gods of your planet, of your household, your family. Jesus, when he came back, and the Father came in, he went to Adam. What happened? He didn't go to Eve. What's going on here? You know, he's going to come to you. You're the head. Your wife is not the head. You're the head. Act like the head. You know, you're the head. Love your wife, just like the wife should love their children. You guys should love each other, because the first love is the love of Jesus. You have Jesus within you. As you love that, then you and your wife, you love each other, because you both have love in you. So you love each other. The children come secondary. I know a lot of people put the children above their mates. That's abomination. You don't do that. That is no, no, no. First is Jesus within you. Then you love your husband. Because if you're not in love or in sync with that, how can you love Jesus? That's Jesus' commandments. I mean, that's Jesus' principles. You love each other. It did not say love your children, even though you told it. It spoke specifically love your mates. Love each other. As you love each other, you will grow into the Christ-like love. And that love will spill over to your children. But if you're not loving and you're fighting and stuff like that, that's not a good thing for your children. Because then that's going to be like, oh, one person saying one thing, one person saying another. You're not together. You're not one. You're not in the oneness of the Christ unity. You got to be oneness in the Christ unity. And as you walk that path, then you'll be glorious, you and your mate. Remember, the woman is your mate. She's your helpmate. She's not here to...
She's not a slave?
She's not a slave.
Not a slave to the husband?
Not a slave to the husband.
Sex slave?
No sex slave.
Oh, thank
no.
you.
You're welcome, my brother. She's a helpmate, not a sex slave, not any other kind of slave. You know, see, there's a fine difference here. You know, some men think that she's a sex slave and she's supposed to do this and that and that. I'm not saying she don't supposed to have sex. We're not saying that. But what we're saying is that she's a helpmate. She helps her husband. She's the helpmate. That's why you have it. She bears your name. That's the way it is. She bears your name. She should have your name. You're the man. You're the creator. Question, my loving brother.
What about these females that are putting their name over the husband's name and they got a separate name and they're supposed to be married? What's the matter with that? What's up with that foolishness?
Well, let's get to the point here. What does Jesus say about that? He has standards. He said, first of all, it's Allah Jehovah. And then there's Yahweh Jesus, always kind of, you know. Then there's the man, activity realm and us the men. Then it's the woman. See, it's all kinds of, you know, a man, he's the creator because his sperm is the creator. Without that, it would be no humans. The woman, she's like an incubator. She is in her and she nurses it. See, the man is powerful, and most men don't know how powerful they are. You know, when they cry, the tree weeps. When a woman cries, it doesn't. A man has power. A man should be loving to his wife and everybody. He's the king. He's like Jesus Christ on earth. Basically, women, listen, your husband is like Jesus Christ on earth. It may be a shock. He's a representation of that. He's like Jesus Christ on earth. Because if you're not honoring him and stuff like that, you can't praise Jesus. I mean, Jesus don't even hear the prayer. If you arguing, fussing, and having all this stuff and trying to take over and stuff, that's not Jesus' way. Would you have a question, my loving brother?
Yes. What about those men that are PWs?
What in the world is PW?
Oh, the PW is a man that's been pussy whooped. I won't say pussy whooped. I say pussy cat whooped. That might sound a little better. But you know what that means.
I know what you mean now.
Yeah, that they don't take their manhood and they just leave everything on the woman instead of letting it back. Because a woman can only take so much. Everybody is balanced in different ways. And a woman looks up to her man. And you might wonder, well, you've been talking about the Christ light and the omnipresent. Now you got on this. Well, it's all important.
It's all important.
We don't plan this program. We don't run the program. The Jesus Christ runs this program. George Susi is in charge of Son of God University. And so, therefore, we speak as we are motivated. We move as we are directed. And it's up to you, people, to understand the question. You got any questions, pray to the Christ within. If you want to contact us, like so many have you done, go to Gmail, you know, our address. What's our address again, John? Our Gmail address?
What is it?
We are so excited here.
JohnJesusBaby@gmail.com.
Okay, you heard it. JohnJesusBaby@gmail.com. And that John spelled with all caps, JIHJESUS, and then the .com. And so
baby.
Yeah, baby. B-A-B-Y.
Right.
So, because Jesus is a sweet baby. See, romantic words, they you don't want to go to your wife and say, woman, cook me some food. She said, the hell with you. You cook it yourself. Especially those black women in America, they put that finger up like that saying, nigga, man, you better go cook it yourself.
Yeah.
And we love all the races. That's why we can talk like that, because we are integrated. And so we say, we deal with every race on the planet. And we love every human, like we said before. And some of you said, well, you talk too rough. No. Some people need to hear this because the man is so sex-oriented, he'll do anything as well for his woman and a negative. And that's not to be done either. You got to be firm. You got to be strong. And top of all, you got to be loving. Now, sweetheart, this is the way it should be done. You tell your wife, she said, oh, okay, baby. You see, but you say, roar, you come out like a lion and a tiger. It's not going to work. You got to have communication in a feminine way, in a loving way, in a godly way. Like my brother, loving brother, say, a man is a representation of Jesus. Now, some of these men, they don't have the attitude of Judge Jesus. They got the attitude of a dog. Well, you pray for them, and you ask the light within you, Judge Jesus within you, should I stay with this man? Man, this guy's out of control. He's beating me every day. He's making me suck his you-know-what every day, and this ain't right in the eyes of Jesus every day. And, Lord Jesus, he's making me a sex slave. Should I get out of this marriage? You would know, because if you trust the Lord Jesus Christ and you pray to the God Jesus Christ inside of you, you will get a divine answer. You see, you don't have to go to psychiatrist, psychologist. The divine, wonderful counselor is in you. And what we're trying to tell you is total dependency on the light in you, Jesus. You depend on Jesus inside of you, you will be directed. You will know what to do. You will know how to handle yourself. And the men that are PWs or PCWs, which is pussy whip, or you got to have sex, to get you motivated, and you won't do anything unless you are sex-oriented, that's not right. If you need something to be done in the house, or you tell your wife, well, I'll do this for you, or your wife say, honey, can you wash the dishes for me while I cook? Like my wife and I, we have a good thing going. I love washing dishes. It don't bother me when I'm in the States. It's like, hey, I can deal with it because I'm not too...
So what you're saying that the man shouldn't sit down and have the wife, because a lot of times that goes to the play. The man comes to sit down, and the wife, she's working too. She's got to come. She got to cook. She got to do the kitchen. And he's sitting out watching TV. Now, I don't think that's a right thing to do either, because he's the lord of the house. If he's the lord of the house, he's got to know how to taskmaster also. Mm-hmm. He's got to learn how to come to the house and get things going.
Yeah.
Just because you're the lord of the house doesn't mean that you sit and watch TV or read a book or read a newspaper, and she's working and doing all this other stuff. Now, that goes both ways.
But what if there's a football game on? Shouldn't you let that woman
play? Wait, if it's a Seahawks game, maybe. No.
You still work together.
No, you still work together with your woman, my loving brothers.
That's right.
You know, just because you're the king, just because you're doing, and you, a lot of them have to say, you serve me, you do this and
right.
do that. No, you know what? As a man, you're effeminate, first of all.
Right.
And like my brother, he asked a question about pee and pussy whoop. Now, the answer to that question, you need the Christ-like,
right.
And that will change everything. When you're in tune with the Christ-like, you won't become pussy whoop. That's the that's the only thing I can say, because you will become that way because you're not in tune with the Christ-like. And then you don't even know who you are. So you're doing everything she say do, and most women don't like that. They want a man that's strong, that can sing up, and that can guide them. A man is a guide. He guides his woman. You know, he guides her. That's what he does. You know, he's the king. Yes, he can do stuff too. He just don't sit around his buns while she's doing everything. No, she's your helpmate. So sometimes you got to help her. You know, come on. You know, you got to use common sense here. You know, sometimes they get in the scripture and they get scripture about it. That's why you got to be free in the spirit. You know, you got to know to move with the intelligence of the spirit. When you're intelligent with the spirit, you know just what to do, when to do, how to do it, when to do it. That's the bottom line. Because some of the stuff, you can't just say everything on the air. You just got to experience. You got to do it yourself. And when you're in the flow of the energy will move you to do this. It will move you to do that. It'll move you to say, honey, baby. It'll move you to hug your wife. You should love your wife. Love your wife. Just like women, love your husband. You know, don't love your kids more than each other.
Right.
That's what's going on big time. The woman is doing everything for the kids and leaving her. Like Chris Rock said,
last piece of chicken.
And it's just like, I mean, it's going both ways. You know, you got to have some balance here. And that's what I say about it. Get into the light of Christ. That's what you're teaching. Once you get into the light of Christ, my brothers, you'll know what to do. Once you get in the light of Christ, my loving sisters, you'll know what to do. That's the bottom line. You'll know how to act to your husband. You know. He's the king. He's the representation of God Jesus. That's just it. There's nothing else to say about it. You know, I can't put it any plainer, because there's a lot, especially in America, like that going on, you know. Because if we don't get ourselves together and our relationship between our mate, that's the closest person to us, how can we serve Jesus? We can't serve the Jesus in us. Let's face it, we can't, because it's going to be always turmoil. It's not going to be no peace. You know, two of you got to be in agreement, you know. The man, he's the leader. He should be the leader spiritually, physically. He's the leader. You know, you have a lot on your plate. You just don't sit back and watch TV and stuff. You have a lot on the plate. You got to make sure your household is ran. You're supposed to be in all the decisions. You're supposed to be knowing what's going on. I don't know my wife does. No. You should know what's going on with your kids and everything. Even though she's dead, she should tell you, and you should know what's going on. That's just it. You know, you just don't sit by and say, oh, she does everything. No. You know, you got to get out there and do it. You got to do it. This is part of Sonic God Universe. This is part of dealing with the Christ-like omnipresent energy.
Yes.
You know what's going on in your household. Like, when you have the omnipresent energy, and when you're in touch with the omnipresent energy, you can't have a dirty house. Because that omnipresent energy, that's why the Buddhists, okay, they meditate so much. Everything is neat, is in order, everything is clean. Because when you get in that omnipresent energy, the omnipresent energy is going to motivate you to get that house clean. I can tell people who's in omnipresent energy. Just go to their house. Their house is clean. They're clean. You don't have to have a suit and tie, but as long as you're clean and groomed, that's it. You know, so that omnipresent energy helps you in all kinds of things, in your relationships, in the cleanness of your house, in everything you do, your money, your business, everything you do, you know, everything. I can't say it enough. What do you think, my 11 brother? What do you have to say about that?
I agree with that. What about this? A husband, a blind man, that's in love with his wife, and most of all, in love with Jesus. He washes the dishes, cuts up the onions, sweeps the floor. And is that legal? Is that? I mean, the guy's blind, but he's setting an example of working.
Why you say is that legal? Of course that's legal.
But he's blind. Shouldn't he just sit down and do nothing?
No.
His thumbs?
No, hell no.
Did you know anyone in that position?
No. Well, no, that's not. I don't care if you're blind. I don't care what. If you can help out, you can help out.
Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. What does that have to do with it?
Well, you know,
because if you're in the Christ-like energy, check it out. You're blind. You're in the Christ-like energy. You do a lot.
Okay, that's right. I even take a shower 8 days a week.
Yeah, I mean, you do a lot. Don't you do a lot? Don't you help your wife do stuff? You wash dishes. You do this. You do that. People be amazed what you do. That has nothing to do with it.
That's right.
You know, you don't feel sorry for yourself and sit back and say, "Well, I'm blind," or "I have one leg," or "I have this,"
right.
"I have that."
Good point.
You know,
good point.
No, that's self pity, and that's the worst thing you can do. Self pity. That's a no-no in God's Jesus'
that's
kingdom.
Against the light.
That's against the light. That's going against the light. Worry, self-pity, what else? Anger.
Right.
All frustration. All that stuff, it builds up. When you're in the light of Christ, you're free because you have so much love and you develop that love. That dissipates all that negative stuff. You don't have that stuff. That's why it says love is the key. When you have love, if you don't have love and you're doing all this stuff, it's not worth nothing. You know, you might as well forget it. You got to have love. Love. I'm talking about agape love. I'm not talking about sex love. Yes, my loving brother.
So are you saying that with this love, that the physical body, if you love the Jesus Christ inside of you, as the scripture says in Romans 13, chapter verse 14, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provisions for the lust of the flesh. Are you saying if we love Jesus Christ inside, that our bodies cannot physically die, or this body can live forever? And we know the spirit can, but the body?
Well, hey, that's our main message.
Oh.
That's the main message. I mean, you know, my loving brother, the main message of Son of God University, Jesus Christ University, basically, is saying that we came to this planet with a body. So, let's say the average Joe Boy, he comes to this planet. He works as a fireman or a teacher. Then he grows old and dies. No.
Okay.
That's not it. We got this divine body that Jesus made for us. It's a terrific body. We got the Jesus energy within us. He wants us to grow and levitate and purify and electrify this body into a godhood. He wants us to make all the atoms become Christ-like within it. That's why we're on this planet. That's everybody's destiny. Yes, my love.
Are you saying we have to love the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, and hate him just a little bit on Saturday? Can we still make it in the kingdom?
You know, that might be a good point. I think you can do that. You can turn your head, and Jesus, he'll go on a break, and you can hate him, you know, for maybe 10 minutes, then you come back around to it. No, my loving brother, I'm kidding with you.
April,
you know,
that, yes.
No. You got to love everybody. You know, even
right.
the Russians, you know.
That's right.
You know, because in the City of Light over there in the Great Northwest,
yes.
it's all kind of Russians.
That's
it's
right.
all kind of Jews. It's everybody's there.
Right.
So you got to love everybody, you know. It doesn't matter about the color. The color has nothing to do with
but
it.
But suppose the communists, you know.
It doesn't matter.
The communist spirit,
it doesn't matter.
You still love them. Even Latin.
You may disagree with them.
Oh, okay.
You can disagree with them. Just like those Christians didn't want to help the Muslims do on the food drive. Well, I don't believe what you believe.
Right.
So we ain't going to get together. What kind of nonsense is that? I mean, come on. You got to work together as unity. You may have some disagreements. So what? Everybody's going to be separated? They can't work together? You got to learn to work together.
Amen.
You know, if you don't work together, huh? This is the great United States of America. That's where all people come together and work together.
Oh, yes, called United
States. United States
not,
of America.
Not divided. Well,
yeah, we're here to work together. That's what makes this nation great.
I want to go there.
Yeah.
I want to go there.
It doesn't matter. You come together in unity. I don't care if you're a Buddhist. I don't care if you're a Episcopalian. I don't care if you're Islam. I don't care if you're an atheist. I don't care what you are, a Krishna consciousness. I don't care what you are. We're here to work together in unity. Yes, my love.
So you're saying me and you, or you and I, as Jesus Christ University students here, in love with the Son of God, I can go in my friend's place over here at the Buddha line, Thailand, Shangri-La, and I can hug him. And he believe he may have a little slight differentiation. He might even believe in reincarnation, and I can still hug him and kiss him and love him.
Well, you know, it's going to be a lot. I would say so, my loving brother. I mean, like, just because somebody has a different point of view and stuff, you still got to love them. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Should I be prejudiced just a little bit?
No.
Because he don't say Jah on the Jesus, maybe? Just a little bit?
He don't have to say Jah on the Jesus. Now, we know Jah Jesus is a powerful name. We know that everybody should use it. But just because he doesn't say it, so be it. It shouldn't get mad.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You rise above that.
Right.
Like Jah Jesus did on the planet Earth. He dealt with every religion there was.
Yes.
You know? He's a prime example. He dealt with every religion. It doesn't matter. You know? And we do the same. It doesn't matter. Well, he's this religion. My religion is better than them. No, 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 no. And that's what you get into religiosity. You know,
right.
Everybody's religious. That's why a lot of people don't like to be around a lot of religious people. We call our stuff like more spiritual. You're into the spirit of Jesus Christ.
SS, spiritual and science
united
together in the unification of Christ life.
Yeah, Christ life. Energy. So then you're free from all that. You don't really have to go to church. You go to the church, your Seahawks football game, the stadium. That's your church.
Oh,
you go to the
Northwest?
Or you go to the mountains, or you go skiing, or you go snowboarding, or you go whatever you want to do. You're free. You know, you don't have to be locked up in a cage all the time. Not to say there's nothing wrong with going to church and stuff like that. If you have to go, you should go. But Jesus never did say you had to go. Man made that up. Man makes up a lot of rules and regulations, and we put ourselves in bondage our own self. Yes, my loving brother.
So are you saying that the man that made the laws in the churches, when they go, they got to wear those shirt and ties and all that stuff, that's a man-made system and not forced by God Almighty or Jesus Christ?
Jesus has nothing to do with that. That's man-made. Jesus said, come as you are. Doesn't matter. As long as you're clean, what difference? Because I know some churches, if you're not clean, they look at you up and down like, hey, what are you doing here? You know, but the point is, you come as you are. And that dress code, I mean, there's nothing wrong with coming to a church dressed up.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying something wrong with that. But you shouldn't look down on somebody that just come in some jeans or whatever else, you know, come as they are, you know. But see, it got so religious that everybody got to come in a certain tie now.
Like a clown.
Yeah, everybody got to come that way. And we're not saying I'm for it or against it,
okay.
But the point is, it doesn't matter. In Jesus' eyes, it doesn't matter. You know, and that's what counts. Isn't that what counts? Jah Jesus.
Yeah, Jah Jesus. It's on the inward heart.
On the inward heart. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when you come, where you go. It doesn't matter. And if people get hung up in that, and they say, well, I got to go to prayer meeting here. Jesus didn't say you have to do that. You're always in prayer. You're in the consciousness of his prayer day and night, 24/7. He's within your consciousness. That's what you got to deal with, not so much as going to a physical being. So he didn't say you have to go to choir rehearsal. He didn't say you have to go to your worship board meeting. He didn't say that. Man said that. And man is saying that, and you say, he didn't say you had to pay all this money and all this stuff. A lot of them say, oh, you got to pay this and all this stuff like that. No. He's talking about the seed of Christ. That's what was in you.
Yes.
And a lot of people, it's going to be a very, very, when they come to shame on that, you know, trying to get people's money, ripping them up. Will you rob God? Will you rob my brother?
Right.
Will you rob my brothers here doing that? Or are you teaching them the truth and love, for they may grow and be transfigured and become a God? That's the bottom line there. And that's what we're teaching here, is how to do that, my loving brother.
So how beneficial is this omnipresent Jesus Christ? We keep talking about that. What good is it on planet Earth?
It's lots of good. We said it before, repeating again. When you enter this omnipresent child Jesus, first of all, you have lots of angels.
Yes.
Everybody comes with one measly angel.
Okay.
Everybody comes with that. And if you're not into child Jesus, you don't get no more angels. Let's face it. You don't. And people look for angels. You don't. So when you enjoy Jesus, your angels are multiplied, triplified. They get more and more as you praise Jesus. Then you enter the energy. And then the gods follow you. They're around you. They want to be in the praises of that. And so they're around you. Then you have destroying angels. Then you have judgment angels. So if anybody mess with you, they'll be toasted real good, real quick. You have so much by being in Jesus. You have that energy, and that energy, what does it illuminate you? It makes you young. It gives you energy. Oh. Everybody is looking for energy. You know what energy you need, my brothers and sisters? Jesus energy. That's everybody has these energy drinks. They take you up and down, yeah. You know. Get in Jesus. Be still, know I'm God. Feel that fire, that energy twinkling in all every cell of your body, yeah. All over. You know, spend hours in that. That energizes you. You know, that quickens you, that renews you, that gives you life, that gives you youthness. That's what glorifies you. That's and thanking it. Be thankful to Jesus within you. Thankfulness is very powerful. That's the most powerful thing. Thank you, Jesus, because you say in the name and you're thankful. That's very, just say that sometimes. Just sit down and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Not and like a mantra.
Right.
Thank
robot
you.
Style.
Yeah, robot. Thank you. Thank you for all the things he's done, because without that energy within you, you couldn't have got none of this. Yes, my loving brother.
Would you say the very name, Jesus, Christ or Jesus, is a praise to the Father's heart? If you just sit back and relaxing or meditating in the Buddhistic style and you just saying, Jesus, and love, Jesus. You know how people say, Hare Krishna,
right.
Hare Krishna, and you're in love and you say, Jesus, Jesus, and you know what you're saying. You know that name
is the energy.
Yeah, the combination of all love, praise, and gratitude, worship, adoration, and you just feel it with illumination. Would you say that's a prayer to the divine creator of the universe?
You and I know both, my loving brother. That's a very high name. By saying that, you will feel some. People say they don't feel God. Do that. You will feel God. You
yeah.
will feel the energy. You will want to sit there and feel it. And then revelation on top of revelation will come to you. You will know what to do. Yes, that is a high praise. Just sit and relax. Not in a robot style like, dear Jesus, I love you. Dear Jesus, I love you.
Right.
Dear Jesus, I love you. I'm
right.
talking like my brother said. He said in lovey, and he said slow, and he's feeling it, and he's just relaxing into it. That's prayer and meditation. It's not, dear Jesus, please give me this, dear Jesus. No. That prayer don't go no higher than the ceiling, you know.
Right.
You got to thank him and be still and thank Jesus and know that he's within you. He's all around. Know that he hears you.
Yeah.
Know that he hears you. You got to know that he's right in you. He put you right, that he put that ball of fire right in you. Yes, my loving brother.
Can you talk to Jesus without moving your lips and your, like, since this inner Jesus Christ, like according to 15th chapter of St. John, this says Jesus Christ abides in you, and I am the vine, I abide in you, and you abide in me. Are you saying that we can just quietly, without even making a loud ruckus, talk to this inner light, Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ will hear it?
That's the most intimate praise you can do, and I think that's the most highest praise you can do as you sit back and worship Jesus by saying just what my loving brother said. As you sit back and relax and say that in your mind, the mind is powerful. You can say it out loud sometimes, but when you sit back and say it in your mind, that's very powerful. That's very, you're saying it in your mind. You're saying it to that God within you. You know that God within you. You're aware that God's within you. You're aware that it hears you. You're aware that intelligence is around you. You're aware that the energy is flowing through all your seven chakras or more. You're aware of that divine presence. Yes, that's very high praise. And as you do it, you'll feel it and you'll know it and you'll see the results. That's the point. You will feel the results. You'll see the results in your life, in your lifestyle. You know, you want all these things? Jesus says, seek the kingdom of heaven, that God within, and all things will come to you. All things. You know, your health. First of all, you want wisdom, knowledge, understanding, your health. You know, people put wealth in front. No, if you don't have health,
you have no wealth.
A deadbeat. Because Jesus came to this world. What did he first do? He healed. Because
yeah.
You got to have your health. That's very important. If you don't have health and you don't feel good, I mean, why would you want to live and you feel not good? I feel good every day. I know my brother does.
Yes.
We feel, I mean, I feel like I'm 16 every day. I feel like energy. You know, we in the energy and stuff. Yeah, I feel good every day. And that's a big thing. This omnipresent, we can't get so much into it. It's just like, it's bada boom.
Yeah.
And that's why it's 951 million listening, because they never heard about this omnipresent energy. They've heard about it, but they never heard how Jesus Christ taught it. We're teaching you directly how Jesus Christ would teach it.
Yes, that's true. By the sweethearts, before we go, and it's like, and the Japanese Buddhists and Nichiren Buddhists, they say, Nam-myoho-renge-kyo, divine praises to the mysterious light within you. Look at that. See, people are seeking for this divine light. And there's also a doctrine in the Buddhists that says, some of them believe that there is birth and rebirth, or death and rebirth, reincarnation, and they say, you go around the wheel until you master life, and then eventually you will live forever. We might not agree, you know, on that type of doctrine, but look how they're even saying, they even believe that to a point, all this death and rebirth, you're going to get to a point where you master life and energy, and your karma is gone, and you will live, and your body will master and live forever. The doctrine of Jesus Christ is out there, sweethearts. And now we're going to zoom into the beautiful music of the canon, singing the Christmas praises to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Until next time on March 23, 2014, our next program, my brother and I wish you love, glory, light, and remember, we love you, and Jaja Susie love you, and we're out of here.
Jesus, baby. We love you. Peace be with you, my loving brothers and sisters.
Namaste. We love Israel.
Boing. Boing. Boing.